Like, I got people asking me if I'm gonna retire from Call of Duty to make music. Like, Kenny thinks I was like top five in that game. People think I was really good. I was really, really good. But I had literally a god on my team in that game. Going into MW, I basically got Lamar dropped. But it was
what was the reason though? Who's your worst teammate ever?
Annoying wise or
hey, who's your worst teammate ever?
Minnesota offered me 50,000 more.
What?
Yeah.
So why did you?
Because I want a better team. I'm looking at my mini map. I'm trying to see what you're doing. I'm like, bro, get a kill. Krim literally said, I need to treat my teammates better than my girlfriend.
Mm.
What the hell? I definitely get fed up. I give people multiple chances. I tried to save people.
Exclusive episode, what are we, 12? 13? Someone tell me, man. We got one of your favorites. The greatest rapper in CDL history. one of the most consistent players. Someone you want to see. I've got a lot of requests to have him on. You know him well. The one, the only, Don Dada Temp.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hello. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
How'd you meet? What was it? Some Twitter slid?
She slid in my DM.
She slid in yours?
Yeah.
Oh, big daddy popping. Okay. Big Don Dada. What the fuck? She slid in. What was her pickup line, bro?
Hey. No, this is what happened. So I literally, we're in Columbus. It was major, the pro-am. Was that major four or three? I can't remember, but we're in Columbus. It was our first event with Eli. I know we got top 12.
Nice.
And I know that's how I remember it.
I love how you add that in there. You're like, yeah. Shit, damn, okay.
Yeah, and then I was at the casino, and we were demolishing the casino. We actually made, like, TJ made, like, five. I made, like, five.
Mm.
It was a good night. We're up. But every time we're up at the casino that last night, we're staying up to catch a flight, so it's an all-nighter.
Yeah.
It's 7 a.m. I just made, like, five. I'm like, I'm going to just troll and be like, where is she? Tweeted out the where is she cheese.
Oh my, that actually, you actually found her?
Yeah, and then she put a salute emoji. Yeah.
And that's how it started?
Yeah.
From the actual where is she worked.
Yeah, it worked.
We have a success story, everybody. We have one success story on the where is she tweets. Man, it's been a crazy time, bro. Crazy season, all that stuff. Like, but before we hop into all that, I mean, the music stuff, bro, you can obviously see. Big repping, you know, big repping. What made you want to start, put at least maybe you were doing it in private, but what made you start to want to like go public with your music stuff?
Yeah, so like a couple years ago, I just started like freestyling for fun, literally just trolling and like not recording it. And then since Reem, he's like the owner of Rise, he's also my agent.
Mm-hmm.
He started like making music and he has friends that like know how to mix songs and engineer, know how to use FL and all that stuff. So then I was just like, I'm making all of these songs. I might as well just like, I don't know. I have fun making the songs and like taking it serious. So I'm like, I might as well like make a project.
And do it proper?
Yeah. I feel like I could have did it better, but I definitely worked hard on it. Like probably I'll do like a song one every 2 days. Like after like we're scrimming for 9 hours, I'll just make a song. Like relax, you know what I'm saying? Like I'll relax, like it just have fun with it. So that's mostly what it was. It was just me having fun, but like taking it kind of serious as well, like trying to get better, trying to learn, trying to try other things.
Mm.
Just like manage burnout. It was a way for me to manage burnout, really.
Oh, okay.
With Call of Duty.
Yeah. What's your ultimate like goal with it all though?
I just want to make music because it's fun and it's a way to manage burnout. Oh, if I can make money off of it, obviously, like, and make crazy good songs, like I want to get better and make crazy good songs, but I also don't want people to look at it as a negative thing. Like, oh, he's making songs and he's in the studio. Like, I'm not in the studio, like, Future with sunglasses on at 4 a.m. on Mars. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're still on Mars, just not in the studio.
No, but... but I'm just saying, like, I'm still doing everything what I'm supposed to do, work ethic-wise, Call of Duty. You can see it in my game. Like, if I was doing all type of crazy stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing, I would have played bad.
Yeah.
I'm playing good. I'm showing up early. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm still getting decent sleep. I'm not saying I'm getting the greatest sleep, but I was talking to Krim the other day. It was a drunk talk. But he was like, if you're getting good sleep, that means you're not working hard enough. Like consistent good sleep. Like, you'd be like, dude, if you're getting 8 hours a day, there's no way you're working hard enough. I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't.
That's coming from the
GOAT.
The GOAT, yeah. Like, GOAT has some crazy shit. Yeah. Has a good line to say. Yeah. Give me some advice.
Yeah, I just don't want people to look at it as a negative, so I'm just not going to. Like, I got people asking me if I'm going to retire from Call of Duty to make music. Like, no. Call of Duty changed my life, bro. Like, I've made so much money off of this, and I have so much fun playing it, and I have so much fun being competitive.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a different level of, like, being competitive. Like, when I hear Lil Wayne say, I'm the best rapper alive, I believe him. If I said that, I wouldn't even believe myself.
Right, right.
But in Call of Duty, I have that same confidence. I know what the I can curse.
You can. We'll bleep it out, but you can curse.
I know what the I'm capable of in Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I'm capable of. Like, there's nothing anyone can tell me or criticize. I know what I am. When it comes to, like, the music part, because I've only done it for, like, almost a year, I don't know. I don't know if, when I make a song, I don't know if someone's going to like it.
Yeah.
When I go into a match, most of the time, I know I'm going to play good. Or I know I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly, right?
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a difference.
Wait, do you actually, like, in your head, do you find it, like, do you find it, like, positive, negative, annoying about when, like, the whole Make It Rain thing?
It's annoying.
Is it at this point? It started annoying?
No, since Firefly, it got killed out, which is good. But before I dropped that song, people were like, Make It Rain's your best song. Make It Rain's your best song. I'm like, bro, this is the first song I have ever made.
Yeah.
And it was in GTA RP. It was literally a RP scene. Like, we acted it out, and I got signed to a record deal in GTA RP.
That's how it started?
Yes.
Wait.
And then I made Make It Rain on GTA RP.
So it got, the audio's ripped from GTA RP and then put into a proper song?
No. I recorded it in, I forgot the program.
Ableton?
No, it's like some trash program.
Logic?
No, like some trash.
GarageBand?
No, like some.
Worse?
It's something with an A.
Microsoft Word?
It's something in like some. It's like some trash program where you can only record vocals. Like, yeah, and then you couldn't like punch in. Like on FL, I know how to punch
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you were just figuring it out basically. Like whatever it is.
They just said this is not going to be real. So you got to say everything in one take.
So you just make
it. I did
it
the
rain.
Hook in one take, and then I did the verse. I had to just do it everything in one take. Now I'll punch in and just make sure every punch I do.
Yeah, you can
is
clean
like
it up there. Properly.
I clean it up properly, yeah.
So you're saying Make It Rain is literally 2 1 takes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I made it in GTA RP, and it's supposed to be like, it's literally, obviously I tried and make the song, and they helped me. Like, I literally did it on stream, and I've made the song with Reem, and I was just like mumbling. I was nervous. I'm on stream doing them. And then Reem was like, I started making like the melody. Reem was like, just do that. Reem was like, just do that and just say it over and over. Because it's just like, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm
yeah, it's kind of catchy. Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to just make it rain. And I just said it over and over. And then people go, that's the best song. I'm like, bro, I made over 200 songs since then.
It's catchy though, bro.
But it's not even possible for it to be the best song.
I don't think it's the best song. But I do think because that was your first one and it was iconic and it just got blown up. Like, people just kept saying, Big Don Don, Mr. Make It Rain, Make It Rain. You know what I'm saying? So it just stuck around.
No, yeah, I get it.
But so it's annoying to you at this point, though, when people do that, like the Make It Rain thing?
No, I don't care about that, but I do care. The only thing that actually annoys me is when my teammates would like sing the song. I don't like when like
people. Who did it? Who's the culprit?
Teej did it all the time.
Hey, Teej, what the fuck, man? Yeah,
I don't like when like people I know sing my songs. I don't know why.
It's weird?
Like, if we're playing a song and they're singing it, that would be dope. But, like, don't walk up to, like, TJ would join the call and be like, yo, Don, not enough. And I'm just like, bro, like, go away.
Yeah,
like,
leave me alone,
like,
dog.
Be like, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah. Well, speaking, TJ, man, speaking on COD and competitive, you touched on, like, before the competitive stuff, trying to change your life and all that. Mm-hmm. How did you find competition and competitive Call of Duty? What made you want to like start playing per se?
I kind of just got lucky. I never had like a long pub career before I played competitive. Like, I literally was playing, I was in fifth grade playing Modern Warfare 2 S&D pubs, and they used to make you go in game chat to like search and destroy. It would just kick you out of party chat and make you go into game chat.
Okay.
So all the OGs, you'll remember, if you wanted to talk to one homie, you could like call them in like a little private chat and you could just talk to one person and not talk to no one else. But other than that, I'm in game chat, people saying crazy stuff,
yeah,
all types of things like that. So I was just frying in this like S&D pub. I remember I was like six. I remember like clearly I was like six prestige level 30 something. And then these guys are just like, yo, have you ever heard of GB? I'm like, no, what is that? And then boom, I just joined their team. And then I was like the best player on the team. And
instantly.
Yeah. And I never played a shooter before that. Like before.
What?
Yeah. Before I played Call of Duty, I played Guitar Hero and like Mario games. Bro, I'm like nine. My first Call of Duty, I'm fifth grade. So I was just playing Super Mario Galaxy. I was just playing Guitar Hero 3, Guitar Hero Metallica, Guitar Hero World Tour, Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Those were like my games.
What the fuck?
So I never played a shooter in my life.
How did it translate anyway? Like what?
I don't know.
Doing this shit doesn't translate. Translates for something else, if you know what I'm saying. But it doesn't translate for COD.
Yeah, I just, you know, bro, I just hopped on and like I was just good.
It just made sense.
Yeah, I was just really good. I never played a shooter. COD Modern Warfare 2 is my first shooter. Yeah. So then I just played GB. So then I played hardcore. And then what was the game after? Oh, Black Ops 1. By the time Black Ops 1 hit, obviously I was still playing pubs and like coming home from school. Black Ops 1 hit, and then I'm playing Varian now and watching events. I was watching events in Black Ops 1. I was watching Leverage. I was watching Aches, Scump. I was watching Optic. I was watching Proofy. I that is how early I've been watching.
Right.
Like, so it was like no, like I pubbed as a tool to like help me like just keep my shot warm. Like I'm master prestiging Black Ops 4. I'm master prestiging like more recent CODs. But I never had like a long pub star career where I'm just playing pubs and then I just jumped the I just got the game, played for a few months and then.
I'm
on GB somehow. Yeah, just how it happened.
And then where do you form your first like proper team? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a random pickup. When do you finally be like, okay,
yeah,
I'm good enough to like bring this together, make a proper team, and maybe
start compete? Scrimming.
Either scrimming online events or an actual event. How did that come to be?
It was Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare
3. So Black Ops.
So a few years passed now.
Yeah.
A couple years passed.
By the time Black Ops 1, we played like a G. We had a GB team with like over 100 wins and like 20 losses. And I was the best player on the team
by far. Okay.
But I had this one guy who I ended up going to an event with way farther down the line named Dizzo. He was like the second best. But, I didn't even play with him right away. Something happened. You know how like you just switch friend groups. I forgot what happened exactly.
Jumping teams and stuff?
Yeah. I forgot what happened exactly. But I think I was supposed to. Me and him were like, yo, we're going to play competitive. Modern Warfare 3, we're just going to play and we're going to get a team and we're going to scrim and we're playing like things like Viking Cups and stuff. Then I don't know how I found, I don't know when I found this guy named Royds. But that was like my first ever like duo. Like I swear, till this day, he was good enough to be pro. If he like he was playing basketball. Like he was one of those people who like he was too cool for the game
type. Yeah, he would play, but like his friends probably didn't know he was that nerdy about it when he came home and shit.
Yeah. Like his name is Clayton Henry. He plays like basketball somewhere professionally.
What?
Yeah, he literally was like, bro, he was like gunny wise, he was good, he was gross.
Better than you think?
He was just as good as me.
So you 100% believe he could have been a pro?
Yes, he could have been pro. Because he had like the dog, too. Like, he wasn't, like, nervous. Like, he had the dog. He just was too cool for the game.
Yeah. So you still keep up with him?
Nah, we talked probably like a year or two. We follow each other.
At least that, right?
Yeah, we follow each other on Instagram. But, yeah, once I met him, he had, like, this homie. His homie was named Kyle. He was our third in the trio, but, like, he was okay. He was, like, an OBJ player, like he was cool, but once I found them, like we won Viking Cups, like we played like Lamar's teams in the Viking Cups, like Cinder, like Clockwork, that was their team name, like Cinder.
Cinder Diabolic, Lamar.
It was a couple other people. It was like a couple other people that played like MW3M tournaments.
Right.
I can't remember all the names right now, but once I started playing with them, and that's who I went to my first event with, Royds. Once I started playing with him, I knew, like, talent-wise, we're gunning pros. So then in Black Ops 2, I asked my mom, I'm 13, I don't got money. So my mom, can you take me to this event?
Excuse me. This is your first one?
Yes.
Black Ops 2.
MOG Dallas, where Lamar went nut.
Oh, that's your first one? What the hell?
I didn't go to an event after that until Philly.
Oh, it's a big break.
Yeah, because I don't have money.
I mean,
I got to get my mom. Mom, can you take me? Mom, can you?
What did your mom think about all this, by the way? Like, because you were playing games from 9, kind of even before that, but continuing forward. Did she just see it as like,
she didn't know what hobby? She didn't know what it was. She was just being a good mom.
And just supporting it?
Yeah. My mom didn't get a grasp for anything until I went pro. Once I went pro, now my mom is tapped.
Yeah, for sure.
My mom know everything.
Yeah.
But until I went pro, she didn't like fully understand. She was just being a good mom.
So for her, it was, you were just like,
she was just supporting a little hobby.
Doing these things. And for her, it was just like a pipe dream. Like, he's just doing this thing. He'll get over it, basically.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't blame her for that because she still supported me.
Of course.
I wouldn't have been able to go to my first event if she didn't just, she went on the plane with me. I was like, Mom, don't go in the venue because I don't want you to embarrass me. So she just sat in the hotel.
Yeah. Looking back, you're probably like, damn, I was kind of a dick about that.
Yeah. I don't know why I was embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, it's your mom, you know, at the end of the day.
It's my mom, yeah.
So you go to the event, and how do you play? So how do you do?
So we got an online, back, it was like a really weird system for that first event. You could get we had a champ bracket spot. So we could get a champ bracket spot from online. So I was just talking to Puckett the other day. We beat Zenny's team for a champ bracket spot, Soar. It was Zenny, Lawless. I think Lawless played with Lamar.
I think he did.
Zenny, Lawless, Soar, Fluffcat or something. I don't know, but we beat them, and I remember I was telling Puckett, I went into game chat talking crazy, like, beep, 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 beep.
Thank you.
And then Puckett's like, oh, I don't know who this guy is. We're going to have to mute him. I'm so sorry for him being unprofessional, da, da, da. I'm like, Puckett, do you remember saying that? And he's like, nah, I don't remember. But I remember that.
Wait, it was live?
Yes. Puckett was casting our game, and I went into game chat after we beat him. And was talking nuts, like on the stream. Like,
oh, is it there somewhere?
It was there. You probably can't find it.
Damn, someone find it.
It's Soar versus One Chance. That was my team name, is One Chance.
But okay.
Then we went to the event and then we got slammed. We played Donut Shop, which is Goonjar's team.
Yeah.
Goon was like, ended up being like a top 3 AR in the game. He was frying us. And then we played Cole, which was the best team.
Nah, it's chalked at that point. At that point, it's just like,
so
all
we got 3-0, 3-0, and that was it. And then now I'm known as the kid who went to LAN and didn't win a map. I'm like, I know I didn't win a map, but I played 6 maps.
I played 6 maps against good people.
Against good people, like, so I just couldn't defend myself because that's just, you didn't win a map on LAN. You didn't win a map on LAN. So then I just started playing into that. I'm like, I don't care about LAN.
Being the onliner?
Yeah, I started playing into it, yeah.
Okay, so first event goes by, you pass through, this team goes. I mean, from everyone I know, you know, they always tell me your breakout was like AW time.
Yeah.
Right? That was when people were like, oh, like this guy Temp.
Yeah.
So what was it about that game? Was it the advanced movement? What was it about AW that just clicked with you?
I was godlike at Ghost too. Pac-Man will say otherwise. That's the only person that will say otherwise. I was godlike at Ghost. I was just, AW, one moment that happened was the first event. I went to an event with, I remember the team. No one's gonna know these players. J-Rod, Engage, and Dizzo. Dizzo is a guy who I played GBs with in Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
And Modern Warfare 3. So I went with him. We got top 8. I was really good online. I remember we got top 80. And
top what?
80. 80 through 80. It was 80th through 65th.
That don't sound really good.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds pretty bad.
and the thing is, sometimes, I mean, when you're playing as a challenger, an amateur, if you're playing with bad people, you're just going to place bad.
You're right.
But I actually played bad.
Oh, yourself?
Yeah. We all played bad, but, like, I played bad, too. Okay. Like, I played visibly bad. Like, I was like,
what did that do for you?
Them roasting me, that gave me a whole different, like, click. I'm like,
something hit.
Because I knew I was way better than them, even though I played like trash. I played bad, but I knew I'm better than everyone who's even, like, how dare they open their mouth. Like, I know I played bad, but, like, I'm 10 times better than y'all.
It was just actually a moment.
Yeah. Y'all actually suck. Like, they were hurt. I was hurt. I was hurt because I'm like, these guys actually suck, and they played better than me, and they're saying that I suck, even though I know I'm better than them.
Yeah.
So then
that's
just
the dog in you, though. See,
yeah.
That's the dog. Even the dog will be like, "I got beat up today. I got slammed on today. Yeah. But I know I'm better than them still. Doesn't matter what happened today. Tomorrow I'm gonna be better."
Yeah. So then I went home and I just was going, like, when I went home from that moment, I was actually averaging 40, like no cap, like versus everyone I played, versus literally every single person I played, I averaged 40 for like 3 months straight.
What was it about the game, though, that, like, clicked with you so much?
I feel like I was good at Ghost 2. Like, it was just the game.
But AW particularly is, like, the breakout year. You know what I'm saying? AW is
particularly the breakout game. But to me, it was just motivation. And I don't think it was the game.
It was nothing different, really.
It was nothing different. I was holding. I still play kind of. I hold irons and I shoot straight. Like, that's a very good combination. If you hold irons and you shoot straight, think about all the best players and the most consistent players in Call of Duty history. What did they do? They hold irons and they shoot straight. That's what I was doing. I didn't even, like, when I was a slow, I was a slow AR until I teamed with Slasher. Then I had to, like, be a flex and use a sub.
Right.
But until then, bro, I was just shooting. Like, I wasn't even jumping that much. Hook, realistically, the only person whose movement was that nuts was Hook's. His movement was super nuts. My movement, obviously, I had enough movement, but, like, it wasn't just me dashing around on people. I was holding irons.
Right. Shooting. You were just gunning kids.
I was just gunning. Just like I was doing in Ghost. That's why I said I was good at Ghost, because Ghost, you could just hold an iron. If you're hitting your shots,
Ghost, honestly, was the ultimate iron holder.
It was the iron, yeah.
Yeah, that game was the ultimate. You couldn't do anything else,
They
honestly.
Couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That's how I played the same way in AW.
Is AW your favorite game?
Mm-mm, BO4.
Favorite game out of all of them?
BO4 is my favorite game.
What?
Bro, I was so gross at BO4.
You were.
Bro, I was so gross at BO4. And in AW, I was probably better than Hook at Worlds. That's it. Every other event, bro, seeing that kid on my team, that's my memory, the guy carrying me. Obviously, I was still gross. Like, other people, Kenny thinks I was, like, top five in that game. People think I was really good. I was really, really good. I had literally a god on my team in that game. I give that game, like, when I think of that game, I'm like, Kyler was a god.
It's like Jordan Pippen type shit?
Yeah. I was definitely, I was backseat. Now that I didn't want to admit it at the time, but, like.
You finally, today's the day?
That guy, bro, he was carrying.
Like that?
Like, he will go, like, 45 and, like, 39, and then my job was so easy. I'm going to go plus 10. I'm going, like, 35 and 20.
Because he's waxing the whole map up.
He's just waxing
yeah.
the whole map. Now I'm just in the back, like. Chilling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there he is. He popped out. I got him. All right, next guy.
Yeah. That's why, like, BO4, I had such an impact on everything.
Right.
AW, I had an impact, but Kyler had the biggest impact on my team.
Right.
That's how I feel.
You know, you were young at the time. I think you were in AW 15?
15, 16.
15, right? And then they put the new rule in, so you can't play.
Yeah.
How does that not kill your motivation? Because you can't compete.
I decided to do other things.
Like?
Lose weight. I was 350 pounds in AW.
Sheesh.
If you pull up, bro, I was massive.
Okay, I mean, can I ask about that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm very comfortable now.
What do you think led to your weight gain as a kid? Or, like, how did you get to 350, you know, bro? Like, if you're reflecting
I'm not going to blame. I had a tweet where I talked about this. A kid cannot feed themselves, so obviously your parents feeding you and, like, not being strict on you.
Yeah.
Like, your mom, or even when I have kids, I'm not going to let them eat the way I ate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, she's a single mother, so I don't blame her, but I shouldn't even have had access to all that food. And I'm just eating, bro. I was eating so much food. And then by the time I'm 14, now, since I was, like, 13, 14, 15, I've had money. So I'm buying my own food. Now I want Domino's, I'm buying. They used to do, like, the Domino's hacks. You spend $5, you get the whole menu. I was doing it. Now I've got the whole menu for $5.
So you were finessing?
Bro, yes. Everyone was doing that in Ghost, bro. You pay $5, you get the whole Domino's menu.
Wait, tell me about this, bro. I don't know. What is, bro, the Domino's hack,
any
bro?
Any top players, listen, any S&D players, you would literally give some hacker person $5. You would get a pizza, a sandwich, something, and the lava cakes for $5. Literally. Every whenever I wanted it, I just get.
Is this a thing still?
Probably not.
It's highly illegal. Why are you admitting it then, G?
It was 10 years
hypothetically,
ago.
Hypothetically, if he did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you kind of like, did you? Some people say, like, the food thing is like a cope thing. Was it anything like that for you, or just literally like?
I was definitely like a depressed kid. I was definitely depressed around that time, but I was always a little big.
Yeah.
I was always a little big. I probably got real big. I don't even remember when I got real big. I was always bigger.
Did you just, like, one day you just kind of, like, looked at it, you're like, f***ing huge? Was it, like, one day you're just like, holy shit?
No.
What was the moment of like, realization?
Okay. One, when I started, like, I want girls.
Okay.
Yeah, girls, obviously. You start getting older, you're like,
you horny bastard.
Yeah, I want some girls. Two, I remember one time, the one biggest moment for me is I was standing in line, security at the airport, and okay. I was just standing there. I was literally standing there, and then I just started sweating.
Ooh,
I'm not talking about sweating like, oh, it's a little hot in here. Like, even right now, I mean, I might have like a 1% of sweat. I'm talking about
like sweat, sauna.
Like, full body, I'm sprinting up and down a mountain sweat. And I'm like, this is happening from me just standing in line. This what? Is not good. So now I'm pulling up to the plane. I'm drenched. I'm not out of breath, but like, that was a workout. It was a long line.
Yeah, but you just like walking through the airport.
And I'm like,
made you realize like, what the hell's happening.
I should not be sweating this hard standing in a line.
Was that like 15 too?
No, that was probably a little, I don't remember that. I don't remember how old I was.
A little earlier or later, you think?
Probably a little bit after 15. Yeah, because it was probably like 16, 17.
Okay. That was the moment though?
Yeah.
And then how did you like, what was the?
I just said, I got to stop eating. I got to change something. I got to do something. I have nothing else to do. So I have to do something positive.
How long did it take for you to get down to where you are now, per se?
Oh, years, years. Because I've had fluctuate. So, like, my initial weight loss was 80. So I went from
80 pounds?
Yeah.
Shit.
And that was no workout. Zero.
Just food change.
Just stop eating so much. Yes. So I lost 80 pounds probably in, like, around a year. Just stop eating so fast or so much. Just stop eating. Then I probably hovered around that, fluctuated for like probably some years. Probably till around Black Ops 4, I was still at 280. Black Ops 4, if you look at, bro, I was huge in Black Ops 4 still.
You look back at it like that, like, damn, like you kind of have like, hindsight's like 2020, where you look at it, you're like, fuck, I should have switched it up earlier.
Yeah, 100%.
And then what did you, like, going to now, like now, you know, you look great.
Yeah.
Keep it a
buck. I was 195.
Sheesh.
Before I got a girlfriend and started going on vacation. Right now I'm like 205.
So the solution is don't get a girlfriend. No, it's like,
if you need to work on yourself, you could be single for a little bit.
Yeah.
But when you get a relationship, you're gonna eat a little extra. I've been eating.
That's good though.
Yeah,
it's healthy. It's happy weight.
Yeah, it's happy weight.
At this point.
Yeah.
What was your fondest memory, particularly in AW teaming with Hook? Or just your favorite memory of that game? Is there something that stands out? It could be in the game or even outside the game. Outside a little story that people don't even know.
Damn, I don't think I could say that. I have a story, but I don't think I could say it.
Why?
It was just,
because the other people in the story wouldn't want it. Okay.
It was just funny. A lot of funny young kid moments, and just having laughs. Like, I remember one event, me, TJ, and Kyler all roomed in the same room. TJ wasn't even on our team, and we roomed in the same room.
Okay.
That was cool. We were just being kids. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we had, like, good kid moments.
Just shenanigans?
Like, yeah, just kid, just very, whatever you would think 15-year-old kids, 60-year-old kids would do, just kid, like, moments. Like, it was just lit. But in the game, I would say Worlds, because I just remember how good I played that event. And my teammates would, like, gas me up. Like, Slasher always gives me, like, good. Like, it just feels good to, like, have that event. Like, I feel like I was the best player in the world at that event, even though we didn't win.
Yeah.
Because Slasher was getting his degree. And he couldn't play the game. So, he'll tell you, if he was playing good, we could have won that.
If Slasher was a down south swamp boy, y'all would have won the chip, huh?
If he wasn't going to school. If he wasn't doing the right thing.
The keep it a buck, too. Why you go to school? You can't use your degree once.
He's not
dog.
Even using it.
You're still playing COD, dude.
Still playing COD,
man. It's a thing, bro. But I kind of want to fast forward too to the more closer to the lead up to the CDL.
Okay.
Right. Lead up to the CDL. Push forward. You weren't able to compete in Black Ops 3, right?
No.
You
first event back was IW Champs.
IW Champs was your first event back?
Yeah, I went from AW Worlds to IW Champs.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Big jump.
Yeah.
So you come in right before we go to CWL, you're on Splice, correct?
Yep.
Splice is the last team right before.
CDL, yep.
Yeah, right before. So you're on Splice, things are going good. Then how do you find yourself in a position to end up on the Subliners? Like how does that transition come from, everyone's on these certain teams Now everyone has to break up and realign in this whole new organization. How did you find your place there in New York?
So I kind of was a bad, I was going, I don't know. I was definitely tweaking. I would just say, I would just say at the halfway through Black Ops 4, I was tweaking. And I think the way since we choked the first two events, it really, really messed me up bad. So I just became a bad teammate, a bad person. Like, I literally was like such a mean person to Kyler that like I could have teamed with me, Kyler, and Shotzi.
What?
Like going, like if I wasn't just such a piece of crap to Kyler.
Hey, yeah. You're not gonna go past that and not tell me more.
No, I'm saying like
tell me more.
What do you, like I was teamed with Kyler. Me and Kyler were best friends.
Oh, so the duo, that duo-ness would have continued, Kyler, you're saying?
Yeah, the duo-ness would have continued if I wasn't a piece of
just being kind of rude and whatever it is. Just
being rude, okay. Just being a bad teammate, a bad person.
You guys, I'm sure, made amends on that, right?
Oh yeah. We tried to play going into the next year.
That's what I'm saying, right?
This year going ahead of us, we tried to play together, but I feel like I messed up that. Like I don't know why. I don't know. I think I was just super, super frustrated, like not winning. And it really, really, really got to me. Mm. So I just became explosive, kind of.
Toxic a little bit.
Very toxic. Mm. So,
quick pause from the pod. Listen, it's 2024. We got to eat healthy. We got to get better. We got to move just in a different way. It's time to make some resolutions and put away the junk food. Put away the things that are, you know, deteriorating your body. Let's get some gourmet food in you so you can feel better, play better, look better, and all around live a healthier lifestyle and just come into 2024 feeling good. Guys, there's options that range from calorie smart to keto to freaking veggies and vegan, any lifestyle you have. Bunch of add-ons. You can do 35 meals a week and customize everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, smoothies, whatever you need to suit your lifestyle. Guys, I know there's so many options out there, but here's what you got to do. Head over to factormeals.com/breaking50 and use code breaking50 to get 50% off. That's code breaking50 at factormeals.com/breaking50 to get 50% off. Let's get back to the pod now.
Going into MW, I basically got Lamar dropped in Splice.
Nice.
Yeah, I basically got him dropped. But it was
What was the reason though? Just because you got the choking?
And then so he definitely had some series where he didn't play that well. Looking back at it, that was the terrible decision. We needed Lamar, okay?
Okay.
But at the time, he couldn't really use a Maddox, which he didn't need to at the end of the game, so it ended up not even helping. And then I remember at London, we got third, then second, and then at now I'm thinking, okay, we got third and second, let's just win London.
Yeah, we're on a good pace right now, let's get it.
Third, then second, let's just win London. He got sick at London, and I was rooming with him, and he was being kind of annoying. He's being a crybaby a little bit. He's like, I'm sick. I'm like, bro, just shut. Like,
you're like, this event's gonna go horribly. Goddamn.
He didn't play good, obviously. He was sick. And then it was just like, I was so fed up with, like, we got top 12. It went from third, second to top 12.
Right.
And he was sick, and it was just like, we got to do something.
Moment of frustration, basically.
Yeah, we just got to do something. My teammates, I wasn't the only one who wanted to do it, obviously.
Write them out real quick. Let me make a list really fast.
Everyone wanted to do it. But Lamar didn't hold that against me. He was just like, bro, I know you're gross. Lamar was like an amazing teammate to me when we played. Every time we've played, even when we argued in MW, he was an amazing teammate to me. Hmm. He didn't hold that against me. He was just like, bro, let's play. And I was like, I could have either joined. I had three options. Well, Florida was an option, but I wasn't going there.
Right.
Minnesota, it was really between New York and Minnesota. Minnesota offered me 50,000 more.
What?
Yeah.
So why did you?
Because I want a better team.
Oh.
I want to win, bro.
Yeah.
There's been multiple times where I could have made the money decision and I want to win. I'm like, Zuma attached. These guys, world champion, Zuma is gross.
Yeah.
Lamar and Trey.
Yeah.
Trey wasn't the one who like fully drew me in. I was like kind of iffy on him going into it. But
you're like, I got these three plus he's a question mark. Yeah, we can make this work.
Yeah, yeah, we can make this work. Yeah. So I'm just like over Minnesota, where it would have been like it's me silly. I just didn't like the team.
Yeah,
and we're moving to Minnesota.
That too.
Yeah,
you're living in the cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus
yeah.
Manhattan.
Yeah, I just really like. I liked my team. I liked Zuma attached Lamar.
Right.
I really
liked it. That's what pulled you in, basically, yeah. to come play with New York.
Yeah.
And then COVID hits.
Yeah.
You're stuck in New York.
Yeah.
You know, what is that? What were you just trapped in your apartment the entire time?
I was still, okay, so I was on a very unhealthy schedule. So I was still walking around and doing stuff late night.
Even while everything was shut down?
Yeah, not doing stuff, but just walking the streets, roaming the streets.
Was it like a ghost town, basically?
Yeah, it was a ghost town. And I would hit the deli, too.
The one thing that's open?
The deli was open, yeah. It was very weird. It was my first time living by myself.
Oh.
So I was already dealing with that, like going to go do my laundry myself. We had to take the elevator up and do the laundry. Oh, my gosh, that's so hard. But first time moving out, like, I'm a spoiled kid. My mom always did my laundry. My mom always fed me. My mom always did this. So
yeah.
It was the first time I move out. Boom. I'm finally getting, like, kind of settled in.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah. All excited, too. Used to live in Manhattan. Yeah. You guys, bro, no, I don't think anyone understands how sick where you guys lived was.
Oh, yeah. We literally lived
Y'all lived across from Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like, literally. The prime spot of all of New York, basically. Yeah. But then it's like, oh, we're going to have a sick-ass year.
Yep.
And then it's just all shut.
Yeah. It was nuts. And then, luckily, I know Lamar and Dill had a lot of issues trying to go back home. They just let me go home.
What do you mean?
Like I wanted to go home to my mom.
Oh, and they, why didn't they give you any issue?
I don't know. I don't know.
You had to this day?
I don't know. I asked them because I thought it was going to be an issue because it was an issue. Maybe it's because of online. Maybe they didn't want Lamar and Dill on the West Coast connection issues.
Yeah.
But if we all remember when COVID first came out, we did not know if you could die from it or not fully. Like when it first came out, so we literally could have died. Like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
So like, you gotta treat it like, bro, we're hearing things like this might not be real. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You guys will be fine. The offices will open back up in a week or two. Bro, those offices not open back up in a week or two.
For like 2 years. Yeah, that shit was locked down for like 2 years. You
know what
bro?
I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. It was kind of crazy, but luckily I had no pushback. They were just like, okay, yeah, you can go home. I'm like, really? I was home the next day.
So you just ended up spending most of that season?
I still had to pay my rent in New York, but I was just home.
I'm sure it felt 10 times better.
It was way better. Yeah, it was way better. Yeah, I was just home.
How do you reflect on that season overall? I mean, you guys won a chip. Mm-hmm. You guys took a chip home. So how do you reflect on the season itself?
I feel like...
That team's potential, I feel like, could have been a lot higher, though.
I feel like I was in a role that I did not like, and I hated the game. So I think the only way we could have did better is if I locked it in more and just was better. But I'm coming off my greatest season, so my ego is through the roof. I wish my ego was a little bit lower that year, and I wish – I mean, dude, I still personally think that's the worst COD ever. I like Vanguard better than that COD. I like Modern Warfare 2 better. I like World War 2 better than that COD. To me, bro, when you got on that game, it sounded like your PlayStation 4 was about to blow up every day. That game was not
meant for
PlayStation 4. I'm literally playing a game, but we're playing matches at champs and other matches. Bro, I'm lagging in a match. Like, we're playing online only. Only online.
Yeah.
So I'm coming for, I already have that ego, like, bro, why are we not on LAN? Why are we online? Why does this game suck? Why is my PS4 about to blow up? So it was just a lot, and I know it's I just wish I just locked it in, because I know there's a lot of reasons to, like, distract me, but I just wish, looking back on it, I just gave that season a little bit
more of a chance.
A little bit more. I still worked hard.
Yeah.
I was still good at the game. I just feel like I could have been better.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have been better. And I feel like my other team, I feel like Zuma was actually really good at that game. I feel like Lamar was pretty good at that game. Dill had it, like, he was good. I feel like, and Mac was gross.
Mac put sliding in the game, and Mac's going to give you a fucking 30 every time. Yeah. Literally.
Mac was super gross. So I just feel like I wish if I was, like, a little bit better, I still had a tough role. It was something I never done, bro. I was running bomb in S&D.
Yeah.
And I was running a smoke sub.
Yeah, it just felt uncomfortable.
So it was just like, I just hate everything. I'm just unhappy. Like, I just hate it. So I just wish even with that, because I was good at it though. Like, yeah. Smoke sub, even though I didn't like doing it, I knew it's what was best for our team. So I just wished I was like more accepting in that role.
A little more mature at the time to more just mature. Be like, yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna handle it. I'm locked in. We're gonna get it done.
There's
a little narrative I think around you, and I talk about a lot of pros about these narrative things, mm-hmm. but I want to address yours in a way. You know, you have a narrative sometimes that people put out there of like bad teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to leave it kind of open for you, but how do you think it's true, or do you think it's just a community, you know, BS they like to say, or how do you address that?
I would say there's some truth to it, because I've never been super gassed by my teammates. So if they're not saying anything good, then that could definitely be an issue. I think I've been a much better teammate. Like, I was kind of slightly hurt about some, like, seeing clips of, like, Clay and, like, say stuff about last year. But it's, like, everything.
What did he say? Which clips? Was it on this pod?
Or somewhere? He was just saying, no, I think it was just clips about saying, like, people have their own motives, da-da-da-da-da. They're asking me at the end of the season, do you have an offer? Like, you're acting different. Like, no, bro. I don't. I'm not acting different. Bro, I definitely get fed up. I give people multiple chances. I tried to save people. I tried to save Pro Loot last year. I tried to save Tej. They wanted to drop Tej. I'm like, Tej, you're not playing good, and you're showing up at 12:59 when we have to be on by one. They don't like that. So I've done so many things that's good teammate. Like, and no one has anyone like ever said Don doesn't try. Like, I literally was trying. I was talking to John the other day. John was there after the Black Ops 2 thing. He was like, bro, Don, I hated you as a teammate. I'm like, you hated me for real?
Damn.
I was trying. He was like, you were trying. I'm like, bro, so you're getting mad that I'm getting mad when I'm, bro, I am trying my ass off,
bro. Right.
You think I'm sitting in the chair for 9 hours not trying?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm trying my ass off, and we suck. So what am I supposed to do? Just be like, nah, it's all good, guys. We'll get them next time. Bro, I'm trying harder than y'all.
Yeah.
My effort level is very high. My effort level and work ethic is very high. Even in Modern Warfare 19, when I just said I wish I would have gave it more, bro, I still outworked half the league.
Yeah.
Like, I still outworked half the league. Like, my work ethic is very high. So I've never heard that would hurt my feelings way more if someone said my work ethic was trash. But I work hard and I just want to win, bro. It's so I almost had a breakdown when I lost the Black Ops 2 charity event, because I'm just so annoyed. Like, when can I get another win? When can I just get some wins? I just want to win something. Like, I'm okay. I'm not even okay with losing, but I know how to take a loss, because all I've been doing is losing.
Right. Like, what do you think is the hump, bro? What do you think is the roadblock? Teammates? Is it just situations? You're obviously,
bro,
to say the last couple
bro.
Years has not been the greatest situation.
Let's be realistic, bro.
Talk to me.
If you're playing for an organization and they are not even spending money, how are you going to be expected to win? Like, it's a very tough situation. I'm getting told by Crimsix, the GOAT. He literally gave me advice for an hour. He said, bro, at the end of the conversation, he's like, bro, throughout this year, message me. Any teams you're going to make, message me, and I'm going to help you out and give you my criticism or my take on it. I'm like, all right, I appreciate that. He's like, bro, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Yeah, when for you sure. Get,
even on your next team, he's like, bro, you're going to be playing with the scrap players.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing with players who are the last option,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have to make it work. You're going to have to make these guys. Krim literally said, I need to treat my teammates better than my girlfriend. What the hell? That's what he said. He's like, you gotta. He's like, I'm like, bro. I literally said, I definitely treat my girlfriend better than like how I talk to my like Call of Duty team.
He's like, you're fucking up.
You're fucking up.
Valentine's Day, like, you better send a bouquet to them.
I'm like, bro, what? I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm probably not gonna. I might not take it that far, but like, I'll definitely try to step it up. He's just like, bro, you're gonna have to make these kids who you might not think is that good or might not be that good and make them break their limits.
Right.
I'm like, bro, this is an anime. This is literally an anime at this point. I got to make these guys break their limits. That's what I'm required to do.
To be fair, even when you said it initially, my first reaction was you have to make people who are the bottom of the bucket, basically, at least in terms of the view of COD players, believe that they can win and beat like
Yes.
Optic phase.
Yes.
Toronto, you have to make them believe they can beat these top three teams.
Yes. That's what Krim, that was what, and then now that's what I can, I have to do.
Did Krim give any advice of how to break them?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd he say?
How to pick the players?
No, how to break them, how to break through to make them believe that.
Just keep going, spend time with them, basically cater to them and just make them believe, like talk and just try different approaches. Just basically try everything. He said, just try everything, figure out how, because everyone works differently.
Yeah.
Just try everything and just keep trying. Think about, and it's just so hard because he was like, he even said it. He was like, bro, half the time where he was getting smoked, he was so worried about making his teammates do better. And I'm like, I don't want to get smoked.
Right. Right.
But like, that's what happens. Even Slasher, bro, I've teamed with Slasher. He'll literally throw up 10 and 30s in scrims. Cause he's like, I'm looking at my mini map. I'm trying to see what you're doing. I'm like, bro, get a kill. You know what I'm saying? That's how Krim's teammates probably felt. Krim's going 10 and 30. Like, Paco, get out that corner. Da da da. Paco's like, Porter, you're 10 and 30.
Like, why are you telling me what to
do? Why are you telling
me? But realistically, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Porter's not. But it's like you gotta find that perfect balance to where you can focus and still you have to play good. Porter, he knew. Porter was like, yeah, I was getting smoked. That was an issue. I started messing that up a little bit. So I'm gonna have to find that balance and work towards that balance. And that's what I wanted from Clayster. That's why his little words like kind of hurt me.
It daggered a little bit, yeah.
I'm like, bro, Clay, I helped you so much. You're like, Don, where should I go? I feel like I did a lot. I tried to improve everything you asked. You're like, Don, they're like, Don, don't call out that frantic. Like when you start yelling and spamming, everyone else gets panicky and nervous. I'm like, okay. I show up the next day, I'm calm. Like, I try every single thing they asked, I tried to adjust. They're like, Don, we need you to play the hill more. Okay, I'm looking at the stats. I got 35, I'm bottom in the league of hill time, so I up it 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a good change. Like, yeah. I'm doing, bro, they're like, we need you to enable your SMG players more. Okay, like, everything they asked, I did. Everything, everything they asked, I did. There's not one thing, even if I didn't want to do it, I still did it. Like there was another thing. Hold on, let me say one thing. I know I'm kind of ranting, but one frustration that is super, super frustrating I had was I was told I don't want to be coached or I don't want to watch VOD. Bro, okay. For one, we watched, ask Clayster, I'm asking other people, but we watched more VOD probably than any other, maybe New York. I don't think we probably watched more VOD than New York. They probably just made better use of their time. Mm. But we watched so much VOD.
The Paris team. Vegas team.
So much VOD, bro. So much VOD. And then to hear, I don't want to watch VOD. Bro, even if I don't want to watch millions of hours of VOD, one, I still did it.
Yeah.
So what's that have to do with anything? Now you're just saying irrelevant information. I still did it. Two, bro, we're watching more VOD than every team, and we're in it. And it gets to a point where, bro, we have to just play and play. You have to play the game. If you're overthinking every scenario, it's like the coaches, you're a coach. Like, if you want to impact the game at a higher level, you need to go spawn in. Like, you need to play the game.
Yeah, you got
to
be on the map.
You know what I'm saying? You need to play the game. We're influencing the game. You need to make us feel good.
Yeah.
That's step one. Make us just feel good and comfortable and confident.
Still on the Legion era of your career, I'm gonna ask some, but like, it's how does it, you know, in AW, you're top of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel? I mean, how is it from your perspective, I guess, is going from the top of the food chain to the bottom?
It sucks. It sucks. I'm trying to work.
I'm trying to get a deep ass question. Yeah, trying to really think it out. You're like, two words. It sucks,
bro. It sucks. I'm trying to work my way back up. And see, that's the thing. Even with those guys, my last team, Clay, Standy, Tees, they were my best team and my best teammates I've had in years.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with what I just said. So clip this too. They were my best team. I've already said this multiple times. They're my best teammates in years. So. It's like, I do think if we had more time and that we fixed all the little weird stuff, that we would actually be a good team.
You almost made the champs. You were close.
Yeah, we almost made it, and we got Eli the last second.
Yeah. That was.
And we also, like, bro, like, we – that event where we got top 12, I had an absolute anomaly of a series. versus New York. But New York, we got slammed versus New York all year, and then here you go, they win champs, they're the best team.
Yeah.
We got slammed versus New York all year. They were like, me personally, I didn't really play well against them last year, which was like kind of annoying. And then versus Florida, I'm literally slamming them. We kind of lost because we had Eli doing something he's never done, watching the A cross, so he didn't watch the cross properly. So we just like lost the map. Cause Turo used to do that for us, like the event before. So Eli didn't have time to like know properly what to do.
Speaking on that change, the Turo change, because there was some controversy in the community about that specifically, right? Like Turo was playing, like you guys were doing fairly well. Turo was doing fairly well, and then you guys decided to drop him. What was the decision?
That's not what happened.
Yeah, what was the decision there?
Bro, that event, we had an anomaly of, bro, I was the best player in the world for two series.
Yeah.
So we got top six. I literally had the number one KD that tournament.
Mm.
The first versus LA Thieves, they're like, Clayster, Teej, oh my God, you guys are making a comeback. Bro, I'm 35-20 with 2 minutes. Bro, I was the best player in the world versus LAG. They had a coach. We beat a coach. Marky B spawned in, Fortress Control. Spart spawned in on the Mercado hardpoint, and Alec was spawned in on the Embassy hardpoint. We played a seven-man roster.
You played at three different teams.
Yeah, and then we should have lost to them, but I have a 2.0, so we barely win. Then we're playing LA Thieves. We had the craziest comeback in the universe, and then we ended up winning the series. That's just what, like, that was, I'm not going to say it was lucky, but it was lucky. Like, it was an anomaly, bro. Like, Clay goes to me. He goes, bro, this event was an anomaly, bro. Like, we're not going to play this good again with this kid. And I'm going, I was thinking the same thing, but I was just going to ride the wave because I just slammed this event. So I'm chilling. I'm like I just had a 1.3. Turo was good. He was very easy to play with, and he taught us a lot of, like, structure. Mm-hmm. He was probably one of the smartest players on our team of how to play. He was, it was just.
1 second. I just heard something. Sorry. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah,
Turo was good. What was I saying? He was very good.
His structure.
Oh, he didn't use a scuff, and then Clay was like, or like paddles or a claw or anything. So Clay was like, bro, if I knew that, I would have never picked this kid up.
wait. Turo doesn't. He just regular controller.
He just plays regular controller with no claw buttons or nothing. So like,
what?
That's a big hindrance when you're playing against Hydra and Abizi. It's just
anybody, literally.
Yeah.
Playing against the league.
Yeah, it's a big hindrance. So it was just, he would just throw up bad numbers and just, it would be very hard.
So was it weird to you that like how the community reacted to the decision of dropping him? Kind of like they were so in support of him, but internally, I guess you guys saw he wasn't the right fit.
They don't know anything. They don't even watch the games properly. Bro, we went 2-3 and then we won two series in one day. That's all that we didn't play that good. We were not playing that good.
Yeah.
We went 2-3. That's literally what happened. I'm not making anything up. We went 2-3 online, and then we won two series in a day. And then we woke up the next day and got slammed. 3-0. There's nothing else to it. So what is that? We won four series. So we went 4-4. Is that like some crazy 4-4? If Optic, Toronto, or FaZe go 4-4, what are they doing? They are dropping someone. 4-4, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not that good.
To be fair, yeah.
And this is the perfect, say we wait it out, now it's chalk. Say we go 1-2 and we do the same thing. We need to go up. Now we can get Standy. Standy is a great player, bro. Standy, even right now, like in the way these last couple of teams are forming, bro, Standy's probably one of the best subs that you could get.
100%.
Bro, the kid's gross.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, the kid's gross.
Yeah.
Why not get someone who's getting kills? It's a pure upgrade in slaying.
Right. So it was kind of shocking to you how the reaction was.
Yeah, it's a pure upgrade in slaying, bro. Yeah. Like, Standy just had a bad rep at the time because he was there. Toronto was better without him.
What does it feel like to be one of the few black Call of Duty pros? You knew this coming or no?
Nah, I didn't know it was
coming. I had this thought, honestly.
I talk about this all the time, 100%. There's definitely more difficult situations. I think that is probably, to me, that is the main factor of why people get so, they feel so, they that's what they say, they feel intimidated. They feel intimidated. I make people feel intimidated.
You think it has something to do with it? Low key, yeah?
Bro.
It has to be?
Come on now.
Okay. Yeah.
I make people feel intimidated, bro. We just drove from Oklahoma to Dallas, we stopped to get gas or to get like a snack or something. There's white people there, like old white, like the literally NPC stereotype, 70-year-old with a beard, smoking cigarettes, looking me down, up and down. Bro, it's that's just the world we live in.
Do you think it affected your Call of Duty career? Oh yeah, it is affecting your Call of Duty career.
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Because the way I talk, I'm so blunt. Mm. Like, bro, if the way I talk would be nothing on a football team,
right?
Nothing
right.
on a basketball team, bro. Right. I don't be trying to fight people on my team. I don't try to fight my teammates. I don't be doing nothing that bad.
Right.
Like when people say this guy's a bad teammate, you be thinking I'm spitting in their face. You worthless scum of the earth. Like, bro, I'm not doing nothing that bad, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying shut the f-. Like, I'm not like doing that. I might talk like loud, like how I am right now. Like, this is how I'll talk, passionate. But I'm not angry. Do you think I'm angry? I'm very happy. Yeah, but that's normal. Like, me raising my voice doesn't mean it's the end of the world and I want to fight you.
Mm.
Bro, I can't. I cannot convince some. Bro, I literally am a nerd. Even my girlfriend said, oh, you're a nerd. Bro, I'm a loving, caring guy. I play RuneScape, bro. I play RuneScape every day. I am addicted. Bro, I'm not trying to fight no one.
I'm not a thug. I play RuneScape, man.
Yes. I'm not a thug, bro. I literally play RuneScape. Like,
holy shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, bro. What have I done to make someone, other than I'm a tall black guy?
Yeah.
What have I done? I haven't never done nothing to make you feel intimidated, bro.
Mm.
Nothing. Maybe I look mean sometimes. What I'm gonna do? Bite you? Like, I'm not doing nothing.
I know. I think about it and I think, you know, what is this? It's just you and Kenny, right? That's it, right?
Yeah, Kyler. Okay. And you, Capsule.
You, Kenny, Kyler, Capsule. I mean, it's kind of interesting that there's a disparity of how many. I think there's a lot of black competitors, but then not a lot make pro.
Yeah, I will also say that's also on the black community, because how I said Royds thought he was too cool for the game.
Also,
Royds thought he was too cool for the game, so that would have been another black pro. I mean, like, black people do it to themselves. They definitely do make mistakes, but. Yeah, it's, bro, come on.
It has both sides. It's,
come on,
bro. It's the intimidation. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Come so on, it has, bro. It now, has
now,
things.
Now, people used to confuse me for being Spanish or other stuff. I got twists.
Yeah.
They don't even know it's twists. They're like, these are dreads. They don't know what it is. These twist dreads.
Those are not dreads, bro.
These are twists.
Yeah.
Like, bro, now I look black. I actually look blacker than I looked before. I looked.
Oh, then you're like your old pics?
Yes.
I think, yeah, no beard you.
No, yeah.
No beard you looked a little Dominican.
Yeah,
you
know? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So now, even over time, now I look blacker than I used to before.
Yeah.
I like that I look blacker now.
Yeah, yeah.
She likes it.
I'm sure, yeah.
People like it. Like, I like that I could be myself. I'm going to be myself, bro. I'm not about to, because I'm not a threat. Yeah. I get treated like I'm a menace, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not to that extent.
But within even this community that's so...
On a base level,
that's
bro.
So soft, they see you, you're passionate, and then they're intimidated because it also is attached to a young black man.
Yes. I'm gonna see one last thing before it ended. Bro, it's the other night we're out with John Criminum at the BO2 thing. Some random girl is trying to say, yeah, I think you really would be on the team if you treated yourself... Who the f- yo, like, and I'm talking to John. I'm literally talking to John. Mid, he's giving me advice. Some girl, she's like, yeah, if you know, I'm a mod for Mutex. I'm a mod for Killa. If you see me attached, I'm XXX Murder Babe. I'm like,
who are you? Yeah, why are you talking to me right now, bro?
Oh, she's trying to give me, like, bro, am I some menace?
Mm.
Like, you, like, who, I don't even know you. So I literally hit her. I'm blunt. I'd be like, I literally said, listen, he's telling me advice right now. I don't know you. I'm not listening to you. She disappeared. She disappeared from the night, bro. She disappeared.
She realized she was in the wrong place, bro.
Bro, she disappeared. I'm like, how can people that I don't know feel the need to give me advice? Like,
it's weird.
That's how you know it's, bro. I swear that would not happen to, like, a white dude, respectfully. Maybe I'm tripping. But I'm just like, these people really think I'm such a menace.
Either a menace or you're ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, she just thinks you just don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'm very aware, very, and accountable.
Yeah.
I bet.
Let's see what we got on Twitter and Reddit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, we got 18. We got a lot. We got 20 plus.
All right, Ben.
Oh, it was a lot. Okay. Time out. Let's scroll back. I said, the person with the best question, I'm buying him lunch.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
I'm trying to see. I'll go broke for you. You see what I'm saying? I'll buy him some lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Some lunch. All right, bet.
All right.
Be a good question.
First one. Can it clap?
Yeah. Bro, I got loose skin, bro.
Hey, man.
I got loose skin.
It said is, can it clap? And I had to ask.
It can, bro.
Best pro to hang out with when they're drunk?
Kenny's my best friend. Kenny.
Still number one for no matter what?
Yeah, Kenny.
There's no one that stands out. Is anyone else just, like, is there anyone that stands out normal versus when they're drunk? Is just that much better? Like, they're kind of maybe normal when they're drunk, but then
John? John. He's not a pro no more, but yeah. John.
Normal, but when he's drunk, is mad funny, mad different.
Yeah, he just starts saying stuff he would never say.
John.
Scump too. Scumpy too.
Oh, we got Scump too?
Yeah, we'll get Scumpy too.
Since he's been competing since AW, what was his favorite phase of competitive COD? MLG, CWL, CDL, etc.
Pre-CDL. I'll just group them, MLG and CWL together.
Anything pre-CDL?
Anything pre-CDL, because the comp, you could form the best teams. Before Call of Duty, before contracts, you could form the best teams. So nice. Pre-contract COD.
Super teams?
You could form super teams, yeah.
You can still form them now, kind of.
Yeah, but it's harder. There's contracts involved.
Contracts and certain organizations with don't have money or don't have money.
Yeah, they have money.
That makes it harder.
Exactly.
Okay. And then build your dream roster using retired players.
Okay. Me, Scump.
You're not retired.
Oh.
But didn't even listen to the end of the question.
Oh, yeah, You're right. Okay. Scump, Formal. Wait, the whole Optic roster is retired.
Yeah.
Who else is retired?
So you're saying the Dynasty, basically?
Yeah. Who else is retired? That's... Zuma? No, I'll just do the Optic roster.
Optic Dynasty?
Yeah.
All right, build your dream active roster.
Can I put me on it?
Yeah, of course.
Me, Abizi.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be main. Me, Abizi, Hydra. Hydra and Scrappy. I'll play with Scrappy. Me and Scrappy would actually be gross. I wanted to play with Scrappy before. I'll play with Scrappy. Be Scrappy. Oh, I'm going to have to get in the hill. I want to chase some dope, too. I want to chase some dope.
Nah, you got to let your... On that team, you got to let your teammates go crazy, bro. Yeah.
Me and Beezy, Hydra, and Scrappy.
That's nasty. Nasty team.
All right, I'll call some plays at S&D where I get to go rogue.
There we go.
I need to chase some dope somewhere.
Do you know it's got Jonesy or Slaterton? Is it who's your favorite Twitch mod? I'm assuming it's him. I would assume
Jonesy.
It is Jonesy. Okay, it is him. He's literally asking for himself.
All right,
Jonesy, you got me. All right, bro.
Yeah.
Top five, or I'll say top three. Top three best teammates you've ever had.
Lamar. Top three, but Hook. Lamar, Hook, and Jared.
Lamar, Hook, and Jared?
Yes.
And best teammates, you're saying as in their personalities and stuff like that, or like just on the game? How are you defining
Hook
it?
Hook was literally the only teammate I've ever had. Mac carried me in spurts. Hook literally carried me for months. So Hook was just gross, and he was a good teammate. Bro, he used to drop 40 and be like, my bad, guys. Like,
I should drop 45.
I should have had 45. Like, Hook, Jared, bro, Jared. Oh, my. Jared's my favorite.
Great guy?
Jared is, I love Jared.
Okay.
I didn't even care when Jared got slammed. Jared's just a great guy. I love Jared. He's always just so chill. I love Jared.
I never really got a chance to talk to him.
I love Jared. Jared's the greatest.
Hey, man, Jared, if you're ever in America, you know where to come. Come to Dallas, Texas, brother.
I love Jared.
If both teams were the same level talent-wise, would you rather have a team that is all vibes, whether it's champs, grand finals, or major one, qualifiers, or a team that's intensely locked every match?
Intensely locked. Intensely locked. Bro, you need to have – I can have ways to have fun outside of my team. Bro, if we're intensely locked every match, we're going to slam.
Right. And then slamming comes with good times.
Yeah. And, dude, bro, if you're slamming – if you're intensely locked and then you're slamming the other team that hard, bro, we can laugh. I'll just be like, bro, these guys are getting slammed. I can still say that while I'm intensely locked.
Right,
if we're
right.
up 200 points, like
– the vibes always come if you're winning.
Yes.
Always.
Intensely locked by far, yeah.
Who's your worst teammate ever?
Who's your
worst teammate ever? You give me, but if you have two answers, I'll take two. But if you have one particular stands out, give me one.
Damn, Bro, I've had some bad ones.
you said out there you'd answer anything. So now I have to. This one I wasn't gonna read it.
Okay,
but like,
okay, no. Talent wise, maybe Zapdos in Cold War.
Oh, that's okay.
That. I think he plays Valorant now. So that's just a straight shout out to you, Zap. I got no problems with you. Teammate wise, I didn't like playing with Scraps. I didn't like playing with Trey, even though Trey never really like did anything to me, I just didn't like playing with them.
You just don't like hearing the UK accent here.
No, I love Jerd.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I love
Jerd.
I'm not. I didn't like playing with Trey. Who else did I not like?
Who's the worst though? You gotta give me one. You give me multiple. But who's the? Is it Scraps? But and then you have to. I'm gonna pry and say why.
Oh. Nah, actually, I know my. Okay.
There's a real answer. This is the. Is this number
probably,
one?
Yeah, it's probably Decimate.
Oh, why decimate?
Bro, I feel like that kid could actually be good.
If?
He's just like lifeless, I don't know. I feel like his work ethic was just so bad, but he can shoot straight. Yeah. I remember one day I just tried to, I said, bro, nothing's working with this guy. McGee would like go to me like, bro, we gotta try to pull something out of this guy. Nothing was working. I was just like, you're a bitch. I was trying to get something out of it because Slasher has done something like that to me, and I'm like, and I start going hard.
Yeah, passion.
Yeah, so Slasher, like, say crazy stuff to me, it pulls a dog out of me. So yeah. I'm like, all right, nothing's working. Now I'm going to just call him a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And then that didn't work, and then he was off the team.
It was just no passion. Just like he was like an NPC.
His reason, he probably didn't want to play with us. Like, he's actually good at Call of Duty. Like, mechanic-wise.
Right. But he's just not a good teammate. That's number one, worst one.
Yeah.
Okay, just lifeless. That's an interesting way to put it. Which COD pro, past or present, would he feature on a track?
Bro, I remember I started like messing around with it, and I saw Dante freestyle it all straight. So I get Dante on the song. Dante swears he can rap. I'll do Dante or let me see one more. Who else? Seth. We'll do one with Scumpy.
Oh, there is that clip of him.
Oh, Seth B, yeah.
There's that clip. He could actually rhyme a little
or
bit.
Or Hitch.
Hitch,
too.
Seth,
Hitch, or Dante. Dante as a pro. Dante, it would just be it would be funny.
I think
it would
be good.
It could be good, yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite rapper?
Okay. Right now, it's changing. Before it was Travis. After Travis, it was Trippy. It's not Trippy no more. I think it's either... It's either Future or Cardi, one of those two.
Future or Cardi.
I have my Future. I like Out of Time is like one of my favorite Future songs. Like the songs where he's got like those like vibey like beats.
Yeah.
Like I do like when he's like on turnt, but like for Cardi, I like his turnt music. I like Cardi.
So it's a different mood.
Yes.
Basically.
Oh,
right.
And I like Destroy Lonely a lot.
Is that an artist?
He signed to Cardi. He's hard.
Oh, I never heard him.
He's
before.
More like a chill version of Cardi.
Destroy Lonely.
Yes, like I feel like people, like all I put my homies onto him. People put me onto him from my Twitch chat, so I'm not gonna take credit. I was on Destroy Lonely first. My Twitch chat, like, yo, Don, listen to Destroy Lonely. Who is that? I started listening to.
You're like, wait a minute, like, yeah, y'all are on the right way,
but I like this a lot. Right. I really like it, yeah.
And then
like
favorite non-rap band or artist. Non-rap, hip hop, all
songs.
That.
I have songs. I like Metallica One. I like Buckethead. He's literally just plays a guitar and no lyrics.
Oh, it's just acoustic?
It's just, but it's like electric guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, he just goes crazy. Final Wars, Buckethead, One, Metallica. I would say overall, I like Master of Puppets, Metallica. Probably Metallica, I guess.
People want to, again, I'm going to say that this might be due to you being a black man. Yeah. They probably don't assume that you know like things outside of rap.
Yeah, I used to play Guitar Hero. So,
what's your favorite team you've played on since World War II? Like, what was his favorite team he played on? Oh, what was his favorite team he played on in World War II?
Oh, in World War II?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I misread that, actually.
Hated that. I hated my teams in that game. I would say Echo Fox until it went downhill. Yeah, it was very fun because it was new. I never played with those players. I before that, I was always playing with people I already played with before. So we became, like, too comfortable.
Right.
It felt like we couldn't be serious with each other. We couldn't just... talk to each other as teammates. We're just always talking. It was always a hybrid combination of teammates and friends. So I just felt like I had to get away from like Nikki D, Kyler, Slasher. I feel like we couldn't play with each other because it was just we couldn't get better.
Bouncing off that question, it just reminded me of something to ask, like I wanted to ask. It was what moment in your career do you regret the most as the turning point of maybe the start of the downhill? Or like what moment do you think is the defining moment of the bad thing you did?
Being a dickhead to Kyler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I was just being a nicer person. Dropping Lamar and then being a dickhead to Kyler.
Two like defining moments mm-hmm. for the negative side?
Mm-hmm. Even though I got on Subliners after, I feel like I would have, if I wasn't a dick to Kyler, it would have been better. I would have been better off.
Mm. Yeah. In the long run?
And joining Paris is like third, but like, I feel like I would have joined Paris after anyways. I just would have got more money. So I would just have more money than I do now.
Did you have another option besides joining Paris that year?
No, but I would have just stayed on Thieves and then got my money.
As a sub?
Yeah. I had a good contract.
As a sub?
No, on Thieves, I was a starter. We didn't have salary. So I would have got paid the same.
Oh.
Yeah, I was getting like 175.
Damn, you really just want to win.
Just want to play. I asked people and they're like, bro, just play. I'm like, okay, I'll play.
That's a weird situation.
And then I play, and then we don't win a series. I'm like, damn, I should have kept that money.
Should just get that spot, dog. Would have been LA chilling. Yeah. Okay, that's actually crazy, bro. I want to go to the next question, but that's just you could have just chilled and made more money. Just
made the money, and then I would have joined the team after, anyways.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be three things you said. I know they're all important, but like that is a pretty big one too.
Yeah, it's big.
Your account would have been a little fatter.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Did he ever have any combos with LAT this offseason, or has he ever tried to go back to LAT? Funny enough, that just goes right back in.
I just feel like they don't want me, which is no hard feelings. I don't have no problem with the organization. I think they're a great org. They paid me good. They got me some Bread 11s.
Nice. Okay, yeah, that's a W. Saying? That's like a W. Right there.
I got no problem with them. I just think
You're only talking about the team situation. Yeah, the organization was great, yes. But just the team situation was a little
situation,
weird.
They just weren't. Yeah, it was like they were just waiting for their moment to get rid of me. Mm. That's how I feel.
Okay. So, yeah. This is from Zenser. Donnie was comedy when it came to trash talking jokes. We've seen glimpses of it in the CDL, but nothing to the extent of pre-CDL Donnie. Will we ever get that you got Kentucky Fried or free dubs, free cash type of Don Dada back?
Sure, if I can win some series. You gotta back it up
and get
up,
win the series, get on the mic.
You gotta win the series. You gotta get up. I've said some stuff. I feel like my trash talk this past year in the interviews, it might not be hilarious like how it used to, but it's like, to me, it's better, because it's like I'm just like, yeah, I literally said Minnesota haven't killed me this whole year. Like I'm saying just pure fact. Like, to me, that's even better. You just gotta peep it. To me, that's better than me just saying like crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's not as funny, but it's more blunt and direct.
I'm just blunt. I'm like, yeah, I had a 2.0 this series. They haven't killed me all year. We deserve to make champs over them. Like, I'm literally saying this like cold, stone cold killer.
Yeah.
I think that's hard. I think that's fire. I feel like I'm still, whenever.
It's like a 2.0 now.
Yeah.
It's like that was a young you. Now it's like a 2.0 version of you.
Yeah, I'm still talking. I still say these guys go watch our listening versus these. I'm like, Draza, get the off the stage. Why you flexing? I'm like, that flex was weak. I know we had him. I'm like, he didn't even look that confident while he's flexing on the stage.
Dog is still there.
It's there.
Okay.
It's there. I got to get back to where I'm winning a lot of series.
To keep pushing it out multiple times. Yeah.
You'll see it, boy. Yeah.
What was Don's reaction watching Tommy lose full on main stage due to the lights shining on his monitor?
Bro, I was laughing. It pans to me laughing.
Does it?
Yes. It literally pans to me laughing. I'm like, yo, this guy literally didn't get a kill. Like, I thought we were gonna slam in the series. We were not a good hardpoint team. Yeah. Study, Ricky, Dashy, like, and me. The only time we won hardpoints when me or Dashy dropped 40. That was just a comfy hardpoint win. I'm like, we're about to slam these guys. And then we lost the next three.
You were having a good time, though, for sure.
Like, this is my first event back in years. I'm like, these guys are horrible. I can't believe I couldn't compete.
Listen.
That's how I felt.
If you could time travel, what was it like? Wait, if you could time travel, what was it like to win? Wait, this dude's. Hey, go back to school.
Go back.
you need some time, dog. I'm gonna read it exactly what he wrote, okay? And then you're gonna hear it.
Okay.
If you could time travel, what was it like to win a chip next season? What was it like to win a chip next season? That don't make sense, dude. But okay, I think what he's trying to say is like, what do you think it would be like to win a chip next season? I think that's what he's trying to say.
it would be amazing. It would be full circle moment. I honestly feel that that's what kind of keeps my faith like very high. Me staying optimistic is like, bro, I'm so due for a ball don't lie moment. Like I'm so due for it to like come back. Like it's gonna come back. It's gonna come.
You're still playing well. You're in your prime. You're still playing well. It's just a matter of time.
It's gonna come back. I'm due. It's like getting a drop on RuneScape. Like you just do this raid 1,000 times, you're gonna get the drop. I keep doing this over and over, I'm gonna get what I deserve. So yeah,
it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Keep putting positive in the universe. It's gonna come back and eventually reward you.
Yeah, that's how okay. I feel. Yeah.
That's all. So Twitter.
Amazing. So. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. You had a good life. I want him to say, yeah, you did your thing. I feel like as long as, yeah, you did your thing, welcome. You had a good life. Sit back, relax. We got mimosas over there. We got the pappy over there. Come vibe out. Yeah.
That's it. Hey, guys. That's it. This is exclusive podcast with
Don Dada.
See you guys.
Deuces.